up, guys? Wait a minute. You guys aren't the real Avengers. I can tell Hulk gives it away. Oh, that was awesome.
Is Liz getting a new top?
No, you've seen that before. Never with that skirt.
She probably stopped staring before it gets creepy, though.
Yeah.
Too late. You guys are losers.
So, to become an Avenger, are there, like, trials or an interview?
Just don't do anything I would do. And definitely don't do anything I wouldn't do. There's a little gray area in there, and that's where you operate.
Oh.
All right?
That's not a hug. I'm just grabbing the door for you.
All right, kid. Good luck out there.
Listen, I know school sucks.
Peter, you still with us?
Yeah.
I know you want to save the world, but you're not ready yet.
You're the Spider-Man.
No, I'm not. I'm not. This is just a costume. This is...
You're on the ceiling.
Stay close to the ground and stay out of trouble. Forget the flying monster guy. There are people who handle this sort of thing.
I'm sick of him treating me like a kid all the time.
But you are a kid.
This is my chance to prove myself.
Peter, what is going on with you?
I'm really sorry. I'm so busy. I'm slammed.
Don't mess with me, because I will kill you and everybody you love.
It's the fourth day of movie month.
Yes, it's my fifth
annual movie month, in which 30 days I watch 30 movies and do 30 podcasts like this one right here.
It's the first Monday of movie month, which means the first day of watching a movie on the train. And I did just that. The first time of really breaking up a movie in two parts of the day. And today's movie was another great one. Very enjoyable. The fourth Spider-Man movie I've ever seen. Spider-Man Homecoming. Obviously, this has no connection to any of the Spider-Man movies that came before it. But just to give you a quick summary. The original Spider-Man I liked. Spider-Man 2 I loved. In fact, I saw it twice in the theater. That's a lot for me. Twice in 2 days. And Spider-Man 3, I thought, was hot garbage, and I remember going opening night and hating it. The Amazing Spider-Man and The Amazing Spider-Man Part 2, I never saw. And they almost were movie month movies. I at one point, I was like, all right, I'm going to watch these. I just hadn't got around to it. They looked interesting. Maybe they're going to be better, anything better than Spider-Man 3, but yeah, I never got to it. And then, of course, everything changed with Marvel, and I realized there was no point in seeing these movies ever because they technically, they don't matter. As far as, you know, Marvel's concerned, they just don't matter. And I'm glad because this was a nice departure. This was a much more Marvelized look at Spider-Man. And they just do it over and over and over again, just knocking... You know, successful movie after successful movie, getting high ranking in Rotten Tomatoes. They don't put out stinkers. They know what they're doing. They do it right, and they did it again here. It was great to see, you know, people like Robert Downey Jr. in this, seeing Jon Favreau. Michael Keaton was awesome. You know, I love Michael Keaton, and he needs to... I'm glad he's doing more. It seemed like for a while he just kind of stopped acting. And I was like, no, that's Batman, that's Beetlejuice. But, Herbie Fully Loaded. Oh. But then, you know, he starts coming back. I think, really, Birdman is the one that brought him back big time. And, of course, this being a major villain in a major, you know, Hollywood superhero franchise. You know, this movie's a year old, so I don't care if I spoil it. I did not see the twist coming where he ended up being the girl's father. It was probably telegraphed the entire time, and I just missed it. I don't pick up on those things. But I liked that. I kind of wished for a... Well, I love... One of my favorite things is secrets revealed. Like, some of my favorite Chuck episodes are when people find out that Chuck has powers. My favorite Smallville episodes. Some of the things I love in Flash is when people find out, after all this time, that the guy that they're dealing with has these superpowers. And obviously it happened twice in this movie. I thought at one point he was going to tell his Aunt May. And just that final moment, that final little reveal where she's in the doorway, I thought was great. Well done, the way they cut it right before she dropped the F-bomb. And then his buddy, who I can't remember his name, but I see that he is in Infinity War. I don't know how much he's in it, but I'm glad that he's part of the story of the franchise. I was expecting that Zendaya girl to be in it more, but it seems like they're setting her up to be in the future. She kind of gave Peter some glances, like she's trying to be cool, but she probably has some, you know, crush on him or likes him. Seems a little, curious about why he's always leaving and not around. And they changed it, where the whole time she was, I think it was Michelle, and I thought, oh, there's no Mary Jane. But then she said at the end, MJ. Okay, because I thought she was supposed to be Mary Jane or MJ. I guess they just switched it up a little bit. It was cool to see Martin Starr, who I know mostly from Freaks and Geeks and now Silicon Valley. I think of him as that Silicon Valley character. So seeing him as kind of a buttoned-up high school teacher was fun to see. What else? I'm going to probably get his name wrong. Bokeem Woodbine, I believe, or something like that. If you ever see the season of Fargo with him in it, I highly suggest it. I don't know if that's the right word. I know that's not the right word. But maybe it is. But he's really good in that. He's always good in things. I liked kind of the ties to the Avengers. You know, the Robert Downey Jr. stuff was fun, but it wasn't too much. You know, he didn't come in to save the day. He helped Peter at one point, but then Peter got to be the big hero at the end, which was good. Spider-Man will return. Everyone seemed younger, too, because I don't know if... Maybe I'm just, hindsight... But I think people in the original Spider-Man were a little older. Wasn't he already a photographer then? So I liked that they went back to high school, which now, Peter's only a sophomore in high school, so maybe by the time the next one happens, he graduates or he's in college. No, because we had Peter in high school. I was wrong. Peter was in high school in the first one and college, but he was also doing photography because he knew Spider-Man, quote-unquote. So maybe they'll bring that into the next movie. I didn't see any photography, really, so that's the one thing that we're missing. I'm not sure what else to say. See, I don't have to talk long on these podcast episodes because it's really just about getting my thought out there and watching the movie. And I did, and I watched it on my little tablet, and that's fine. That was good. And I'm pretty excited that I'm going to get pretty much all caught up on Marvel movies, hopefully by the end of the week. Of course, by next month, there'll already be a new Marvel movie, and I'll be, either going to see it or waiting another year to see it all again. I don't know. But a lot of these, trying to stay spoiler-free is tough for these big movies. I did like that, you wait all the way to the end, and it's Captain America who says, patience is, he's trying to teach kids, like doing PSAs for students, and, waiting for a long time to be ultimately disappointed. I thought that was funny because all those people that probably sat in the theater waiting for the big, something big at the end, and then it's nothing. So I'm sitting outside. It's actually freezing out, okay? It's June in Massachusetts. I've got a hoodie on. A couple days ago it was hot. I had shorts on. Now it's cold, rainy, wet. I just got off the train, and I'm waiting for my wife to pick me up. There's a giant bus going by. You might hear that. So I'm going to kind of get out of the way so I don't get run over by a bus. Cool bus stuff in Spider-Man. I was hoping that other people would learn his secret, but his friend learning it and his aunt learning it were perfect. And listen, my wife's here, so I got to go. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Mentality, on Instagram at Geek Mentality, on Facebook, Fans Not Experts. The website's fansnotexperts.com. Thank you for listening. I'm getting in the car, and here is my theme song.
This is my podcast. I made it.
Geek Mentality's what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. 'Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Fab Not Experts.